Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about PayPal versus Stripes. Stripe. My bad. Stripes is a movie from the 80s. I am 50. Bill Murray is awesome. Okay. Today, we're going to talk about PayPal versus Stripe for e-commerce websites. Tim and I are going to share our experience and talk about the pros and the cons. And I think before we dive off into the topic, you know, both of our opinions is you need both, regardless of if you're a digital product, physical products, international, domestic. We feel like it's beneficial to have both. Tim and I have done some A/B testing with turning one off, turn another on, and we ultimately both decided for our businesses that it was, you know, not only beneficial but necessary to have both of them on our website and stuff. So. Yeah.
One thing I want to say is actually David and his business did the A/B test and I just learned from it. I said, okay, I don't need to do it. That's enough data for me. Yeah. To David's point, PayPal has that name recognition. When people see PayPal, they see trust. They see a good middleman in between them, their credit card, and you, the business or the e-commerce website that they don't know yet. And so PayPal is that security. And so especially when you're new, people trust PayPal. When you have a credit card form using Stripe directly on your website, a lot of times people get a little uncomfortable. They're like, I don't know this website. I just heard about them. I'm sure it's safe. But with PayPal, there's that instant trust when they see that.
Yeah, and PayPal has been notoriously known for protecting the end user. So I think that's probably why that trust is built up over the years, because you know that you can purchase products safely. And if the products aren't what, you know, they say they're giving you, you know, PayPal protects you for like 6 months, I believe. They, you know, have the right to, you have the right to go back and open a dispute for up to 6 months in some cases.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess from my own experience, again, PayPal and Stripe, need them both on the website. But because I guess the reason for needing Stripe is some people, they're like, oh, I don't have a PayPal account. We know that you don't actually need a PayPal account. You can still use a credit card on PayPal and check out as a guest. But a lot of people are like, oh, I don't use PayPal. And so you want to have Stripe on there, just a normal credit card, so that they can do that if they see PayPal and like, oh, I don't use PayPal for whatever reason. But one thing that I will say about PayPal is PayPal is very fair with the dispute. So David mentioned how consumers, they have that protection, that trust, knowing that they can file a dispute if something doesn't add up. But on the flip side of that, as a e-commerce website owner, or if you're building an e-commerce website for a client, they're very fair. So if someone unfairly opens a dispute, and this happens to David and I with our digital product business, with the products, the Divi products, then you can fight back and you can show the proof. And so a lot of times people will try to rig the system, try to get something for free, file a dispute when it's not really fair. And so you can show your side of it, and their resolution department does a great job. And I've never lost a dispute. I don't think David's ever lost a dispute ever, because, you know, we have very thorough terms and conditions. We do things, you know, properly. We serve our customers well. And, you know, we have very little disputes, but every once in a while, someone, you know, tries to game the system, and PayPal does a good job of keeping them from actually winning those.
Yeah, I think you put the appropriate tag on there, game the system. Most people are honest, and most people, we don't typically have issues and stuff, but there are people out there who aren't so honest and who are trying to just get your products for free and will open a dispute and stuff. So what I would say to that is, make sure that you know, have your I's dotted and your T's crossed and your terms and conditions, you know, set up properly, and track everything. You know, show the ability when you sell products, whether they're digital or physical, you know, be able to show that process to PayPal in the event of a dispute. On the flip side, Stripe, my experience is terrible. We've never won like a dispute. We have, you know, a 30-day money-back guarantee on all of our products. We have documentation that states real clearly about what they're getting. We document the entire process, and I don't care what the reason is. We've just never won one with Stripe. And if it wasn't a demand for us, I would rip it off of our site, and that's just the honest truth. But yeah, when we took Stripe off of our site, our sales dropped. So the end users like it. You know, they like Stripe, and it's a necessary evil for us. Maybe one day our company will grow so much to where we just won't even care, you know, that our sales drop a certain point. And I look forward to that day, because I don't like the way that they have it set up. Stripe is on a rolling 48 hours. They automatically deposit your money into your bank account, which is great, but they only do it like 3 days out of the week. There's 7 days in the week, you know, so you're actually getting deposits, you know, your money's delayed somewhat, and their processes are just, you know, not ideal. Whereas with PayPal, we're a preferred partner with PayPal. We transfer money. It goes through instantly to our bank. We don't wait. Yeah. It don't matter what time, where, what day it is. I transfer it when I want it transferred, and I have no control with Stripe whatsoever. So those are kind of my beefs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I agree with a lot of those on the dispute side of things. Stripe doesn't have their own like resolution department like PayPal does. PayPal, even though a lot of times people will say, you know, what should I do, PayPal or Stripe? Really, it's not apples to apples. They operate very differently. PayPal's kind of in its own camp. Stripe is more like a traditional gateway. And so when someone files a dispute with their bank, Stripe is basically hands off. They don't step in at all. What they do is they will deduct the original transaction as well as a $15 chargeback fee. And then you have, I forget how many weeks or whatever to submit proof, but that proof goes to the customer's bank. So what you're doing is you're going up against the customer's bank. They want to keep their customer happy. And so if their customer says, hey, I bought this from Divvy Life or Divvy Space and it's not what I expected and, you know, blah, blah, blah. David and I both, you know, give fair refunds. So I don't know why they wouldn't just come to us, but it happens. Well, the bank will say, okay. And then, you know, they want to keep their customer happy so they don't go to another bank. So they'll do a chargeback. And even if you submit all the evidence, just like you would with PayPal, the terms and conditions, everything to show that it was a legitimate purchase, you'll still lose. I think I've lost just about every single Stripe dispute because of that. It's
Good. I mean, we've tracked IPs. We have IPs. We're able to see, you know, they go in and, well, oh my, I was hacked, you know. And we have MAC addresses and IPs proving and showing that credit card was used at this IP address and this MAC address and, you know, and they downloaded all of our products, purchased something, downloaded all of our products, and then said, oh, I was hacked. I never purchased it. But yet we could prove, and we've still lost those disputes, which really, now that I'm talking about it, I want to kick them to the curb even more because of the $15 fee that they charge us, you know, which is kind of crazy. So
it truly is a broken system because the consumer has 100% of the power. And so they, like we said already, they game the system. One other thing I want to say that I don't like about Stripe and traditional gateways versus PayPal is renewals. So my products, I have a yearly subscription. And so, you know, just like majority of WordPress products out there, when you buy one of my plugins, for example, it's a yearly renewal automatic. And they agree to that when they purchase. And so with PayPal, it's great. I don't think I have any failed payments with PayPal, but with Stripe, I get failed payments every day because people get new credit cards. And so by the time they purchased, and then a year later when their renewal comes up, they get a new credit card and the payment fails. And when you get a new credit card, you have to go to just about every place that you use that credit card and update it. Otherwise, any recurring charges won't go through. A little caveat, there is something called Visa MasterCard Updater where if the bank that the customer is using has that turned on, then it'll automatically update any recurring charges that are out there. That's another discussion. But with PayPal, on the flip side of things, it's the PayPal account that is making the recurring charge, not a specific credit card. And so if they get a new credit card, a lot of times they're going to have a backup payment method on their PayPal account that will make the charge, a bank account, a debit card, whatever. Or if they get a new credit card and they update their new credit card on their PayPal account, well, that's going to apply to any recurring charges they have with PayPal. And so I'm noticing now that, you know, my renewals are coming in, that PayPal is so much better for a recurring subscription model, especially when the subscriptions are yearly, because a lot can happen in 365 days.
Yeah, you bring up even more reasons why I want to dump Stripe, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Stripe. Yeah,
I'm with you.
I hope this episode blows up and, you know, people start, you know, rallying the troops and Stripe gets a massive, you know, exodus. or at least something, because it really is, as a business owner, very frustrating and stuff. So but bottom line is when you're new in business and you're starting out and stuff, and your revenue is 30-40% coming through a platform like Stripe, then, you know, it's a necessary evil until you get to the point where you don't have to have them anymore. So,
yeah.
And we're close, Stripe. We're close.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to create animated GIFs for your WordPress website. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.